Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Let's go to our Australian correspondent now, Brad Foster. Hey there, Brad.
Hey, Jesse. How are you going?
Oh, really good, thank you. We had a story on our news bulletin, I think a couple of days ago, with some marches throughout Australia over the weekend in support of ending violence against women. What's the background to that?
Yep. Well, the background, Jesse, I guess, and the hope for organisers and the people who participated is ultimately an end to the violence and more government action to change the behaviour of men. As you mentioned, there were marches over the weekend in all capitals, as well as Newcastle and other regional towns. And there were something like tens of thousands of people participating, Jesse, men, women and children. The Prime Minister spoke at a rally in Canberra on Sunday. That wasn't without some controversy. He's since called an emergency national cabinet meeting tomorrow in which all state and territory heads will attend to discuss the issue. Now, this is all because of the frightening figures that we have at the moment. This year, 26 women have died from alleged gender-based violence. That means that one woman dies every 4 days in Australia from gender-based violence. Now, that's more than during the same period last year. And to many people, it demonstrates that the strategies that are in place now aren't working, Jesse. Leader of the Liberal Nationals Party, David Littleproud, he was interviewed yesterday and he described this gender-based violence as a scourge on Australian society. He said more government resources were needed to provide safe shelters for victims and that young men must understand their role in society and their responsibilities in society. There's also a call for less lenient court sentencing for offenders and for alleged offenders not to be released on bail. A number of the deaths that have occurred this year are alleged to have occurred when offenders were out on bail. And it's terrible, Jesse, and we all just have to do more. And I think everybody, including the government, has to find some solutions, some real solutions that solves this, this terrible issue.
Those are horrific figures, by the way. Just to pause here for a moment, is there one event or case in particular that sparked these marches, or was it just a sense that enough is enough?
Yeah, it's just, I guess it's a sense of enough of enough, and we hear of one case and then we say that's, you know, terrible, and then there's another one the next week and then another one, and it's just becoming, even on Sunday there was a woman who was murdered in Western Australia, allegedly by somebody that an ex-partner or somebody she knew, and a lot of the cases are people that the victim has had a relationship with, and has often taken out an apprehended violence order against them. But it's not working, Jesse, and there needs to be major change.
Yeah, and it sounds like both parties are in alignment, at least with what they're
for
trying
sure.
to achieve. So let's hope they can find some sort of consensus. Speaking of the Prime Minister, he's in Alice Springs. Gosh, this is a really fascinating, again, quite a scary story. He's discussing the recent spate of violence over there, and anyone who's visited Alice Springs before might be surprised to hear there have been curfews and some pretty shocking videos of young people apparently sort of causing all sorts of damage and trouble. What's Anthony Albanese hoping to do?
Well, he hasn't been there in a few years. He got there late yesterday, 2 weeks after the lifting of the 2-week youth curfew. Now, that was following an increase in crime and violence in this beautiful town. Alice Springs is a lovely town, not too far from Uluru. His arrival coincided with the Attorney General yesterday announcing that they were providing $14 million in funding to deliver policing and other community safety support in Alice Springs. And he's also there to review construction of a new multi-million dollar health hub. But I expect the majority of his time will be spent on discussing solutions for the youth crime wave. And youth unemployment in the Northern Territory, Jesse, it's something like around 11%, which is almost 7% higher than the national average, which is just over 4%. Mm. So I think there's going to have to be some work on keeping these kids occupied, I guess.
I guess the hope would be that there's attention paid to both dealing with the crime and sort of stamping that out, or you know, making locals feel safe, and then maybe some investigation into the causes. Not hard to imagine if the unemployment rate is three times the national average, how that might be reflected in stuff like this going on. Thank you. Anything else happening in Australia?
Well, a bit of brighter news. I don't know whether you saw over the weekend, actor Nicole Kidman was awarded with an American Film Institute Life Achievement Award.
Oh, I didn't.
She's the first Australian ever to be honoured with one.
Gosh.
They had a ceremony. She's 56. She starred in movies including Moulin Rouge, Eyes Wide Shut, and The Owls. It was held at the Dolby Theatre in Hollywood on Saturday night. Guests included Meryl Streep, Reese Witherspoon, Morgan Freeman, and her pretty big deal in the music world, husband Keith Urban.
Wow.
He was able to go, and I think she even took her kids for the first time at any awards ceremony. She thanked many directors, including Stanley Kubrick, Jane Campion, Sofia Coppola, and Baz Luhrmann. And I remember I might have mentioned she did the movie Australia with Baz Luhrmann, and I had to turn it off after about 5 or 10 minutes. It wasn't my favourite of hers, but she's certainly done some great movies, and definitely deserves this accolade, I think. And it's nice that an Aussie is doing or continues to do well in Hollywood. And I was also going to ask you, Jesse, there's a bit of a buzz over here about the New Zealand series After the Party. That dropped on ABC TV this weekend. Now, I haven't watched it yet, but I've heard it's pretty good. Do you recommend my wife and I should settle in and watch a few eps?
Now, I haven't seen it myself, but I have never come across a New Zealand show, that has had people buzzing this much about it. And I'm talking, I mean, mostly about people I talk to on the radio show here. Our critics just loved it. It seemed to, for the first time, have that real water cooler feel about it. People were like, can you believe how good this is? And Robin Malcolm, she's done some stuff for you guys over there. What's the name of that is it Rake, the law show that you guys?
Yeah,
she was in that. So she'd be a vaguely familiar face for you. But yeah, I'm happy to recommend it, Brad. I haven't seen it yet myself, but everyone I know loves it. So yeah.
Okay. Well, it's my turn to choose one. My wife just made me watch the Bon Jovi documentary series because she's a crazy Bon Jovi fan, and I sat and watched that.
Yeah. Talk about burying the lead, Brad. There's a Bon Jovi series?
Yes, there is. A documentary, yeah. Four-part series or something, three or fours. They're about an hour episode each. So
fantastic.
We stayed up very late on Saturday night to finish watching it, and she thinks I look like John Bon Jovi, so I think that's why she actually married me. So but I don't certainly look like him anymore, Jesse. Maybe when I was a lot younger.
Do you give love a bad name, Brad? No, that's a personal question. Thank you. Great to
Thanks,
chat,
Jesse.
Brad Foster in Australia.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.